Good afternoon. I would like to call the animal control hearings for the City of Palm Coast to order on April 5th, 2016 at 1:04 p.m. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast Animal Control Hearings. My name is Nicole Turcotte, and I am the hearing officer for these proceedings. I would like to briefly outline the format of today's proceedings. This is a public hearing. The hearings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence do not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will speak first, presenting relevant information and evidence for your review. Following the city's presentation, you will have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you in the mail. I would ask that anyone who is here today and plans to speak or provide testimony, please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in. Are all of you speaking? Okay, great. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Please be seated. All right, let's get started. The first item on the agenda to be addressed is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you would stand, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the
republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from December 1st, 2015. The former hearing officer, Jennifer Nix, has submitted an email indicating that she has reviewed the minutes and approves them as drafted with no changes. Okay. The first case for Egan Drive, Laura Vetterman. Hello.
Hey.
Can you please identify yourself?
Laura Vetterman.
Welcome. And the city would like to proceed?
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast. City of Palm Coast versus Laura Vetterman for Egan Drive for Bailey, a spayed dog whose license expired on October 25th, 2015. The first notice was mailed August 10th, 2015. Second notice mailed first class November 4th, 2015. The citation was posted December 10th and mailed certified December 11th. they submitted for the license tag on December 29th of 2015. But this was a hearing was required because we had waived two previous citations. First one was April 1st of 2014. It went to the we withdrew that one, and February 3rd of 2015, we would withdraw that one also. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with the supporting documents.
It will be admitted as composite exhibit A?
Yes.
Ms. Vetterman, before you speak, let me just ask one question. Judy, the two prior cases that were withdrawn, were they both withdrawn for compliance and payment? Or?
Correct.
What would you like to say today?
It was only waived once. There seems to have been an issue when I adopted the dog. She had a given name from the shelter, of which I changed, so the city thought I had another dog. So there was only one dog, which I did pay for the license.
just looking at the documents that the city has entered into evidence. Did he have a response to Mrs. Betterman?
We did give it as Chopper, which was the previous name, but regardless of that, it has been, you know, she knew when the date was that the renewal was for.
But this whole argument came out because you guys insisted that I had a different dog.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
They insisted in the beginning that I had a different dog. It took forever to get them to understand I only had one dog.
Right, that was in 2014, but then in 2015, it had all the paperwork was for Bailey, and we withdrew that citation. And now, again, another year, we're going through all of it with Bailey again.
Which I paid late, though.
Because we went through all of... We've given all the notices and beyond the citation stage.
Okay, so then, Mrs. Betterman, do you acknowledge there were two prior occasions?
Well, if you count today...
Today
is only the second.
Okay, so I'm looking at an invoice that shows it was paid January 30th, 2014. Would have been prior to... Judy, the dates you gave me for the prior items that were withdrawn, were those the dates of citation or the dates of the infraction?
Those were the dates of the citation. The license renewal date never changes. Her license renewal date is always October 25th, no matter what year it is or when she renews it. It is always that time. So that was explained when she came in and told us that it's not Chopper, it's Bailey. So we corrected it. And then the next year, it was explained again for Bailey that was the expiration date, and now again, another year.
Yes, Mrs. Betterman, I'm looking at two prior invoices, or citations rather, excuse me. One with an infraction date of January 13, 2014, another with an infraction date of November 26, 2014. And then we have the third one, which we're on here today, which is an infraction date of December 3rd, 2015. So, I mean, I'm seeing two prior...
it's all the same incident.
I'm sorry?
All the same one incident, is that you were saying?
No, I gave you three different infraction dates. So the first invoice had an infraction date of January 13, 2014. Then we had one November 26th of 2014. And then the one that we're here on today.
I don't remember.
December 3rd, 2015. What is the city's recommendation today?
The city recommends that the citation stays.
And you said Mrs. Betterman came into compliance December 29, 2015?
Correct.
And just for clarification, what fine are you seeking to impose, the amount of the fine?
$75.
Okay.
For a first offense.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say today?
The paper I have here says that she's not vaccinated. She is vaccinated.
Which paper are you looking at?
That was
the one in notice of hearing.
Right. She is vaccinated. We have the rabies expiration date is January 20th of 2017.
Okay, so that's a non-issue, and I don't think the citation.
No, that's just a blanket. A blanket failure to license and vaccinate.
Yeah, the citation that we're here on today is strictly for failure to license. Okay. Okay, I'm going to find that the city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings today. I'm also going to find that Laura Vetterman owned and still owns the animal, a spayed dog named Bailey. Is that a male dog?
Female.
At an address of 4 Egan Drive. I'm also going to find a violation of... Palm Coast Code Section 8-51, Subsection A, for failure to license. The license expired on October 25th, 2015. Although you have submitted for a new license December 29, 2015, I'm going to find that with the prior incidents, the $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense. and that payment will be due within 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the final action by the city as to this case. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Have a good day.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. Take care. The next case is 13 Pickford Drive. Could you identify yourself, please? I'm
John Lynch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is agenda item number 24, case number 20151-00071. Would the city like to proceed?
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus John Lynch, 13 Pickford Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. This is for Prince, a male dog whose license expired July 29th of 2015. First notice was mailed May 1st of 2015. The second notice mailed August 3rd of 2015. Citation was posted October 8th of 2015 and mailed certified October 9th of 2015. Did submit on October 25th of 2015, but with the prior citations that we waived March 5th of 2013, and we waived December 2nd of 2014. So the city required a mandatory appearance for the hearing. The city's recommendation is that the $75 citation stand.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lynch, what would you like to say today?
I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
I was late getting them licensed.
Okay.
Is there a problem with vaccination also? Because I thought I received a citation for that, but he's all vaccinated. I have all the paperwork and everything for licensing and the vaccinations.
That's fine. The rabies are good.
Okay.
That's not part of the citation.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Because you've submitted, when you submitted,
oh, okay.
You submitted a current rabies certificate.
I'm sorry, you'll just bear with me for 1 second.
You're fine.
Okay, well, based on your admission, I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51, Subsection A. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that Mr. Lynch owned and still owns the animal prints. I'm going to find the license expired July 29, 2015. Mr. Lynch did submit for a new license October 25th, 2015. I'm also going to find that a $75 fee is appropriate for a first offense. And that fine should be paid within 30 days.
All right, thank you.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Take care.
We'll send you an invoice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And I see a whole bunch of you here. No one has signed in. What is the property address?
They're all witnesses
for
127.
South Hummingbird?
Agenda item 3.
Okay.
We're waiting for 12 8R in place.
Oh, yeah, we had 12 8R in place also. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we have, just for clarification, all of you are witnesses, correct? Okay, and show of hands, who's here for 127 South Hummingbird? Okay, and the other two are here for 8 Iron Place? Okay, let's take the 8 Iron Place case because I understand Ms. Gordon has requested an extension.
Yes, at 12:13, we received a call requesting an extension due to being called into work.
Okay, just for the record, there's three violations for these owners, Godfrey and Louisa Gordon, agenda items 4, 5, and 6, and case numbers 2016-020592, 2016-020708, and 2016-020709.
Correct.
I'm sorry, would the people who plan to testify for this hearing come up to the podium and identify yourself, if you don't mind? Just so for our audio recording and the record, we know who was here. What is
yes,
your name?
I am Orville W. Troche, Jr.
This I'm is Jackie Troche.
Nice to meet you. Thank you
And
for
we
coming.
Live at 118 Iron Place.
Okay. And the violation address for these three
12.
Items is 128 Iron Place, correct. Judy, can you tell me if Ms. Gordon has... This is not a continuation, correct? She's never requested an extension before?
She has never, no.
Okay, and what is the city's position with regard to granting the request for an extension?
We have no problem with extending it.
Okay.
Continuing it, I'm sorry.
Mr. and Mrs. Troche, I appreciate you coming today, and I'm sure it's frustrating that you might have to come back. But as a courtesy to Ms. Gordon, I think we will grant her continuance the one time. Now, I will not grant her another continuance at this point, so when this is re-noticed for hearing, if she does not show up, we will proceed at that time. Okay?
Thank you.
So I thank you for your time, and I apologize that we weren't able to go forward today. Now, the other case is for agenda item 3, case number 2015-120852. Come on up. Whoever wants to speak, please come on up.
I present first.
Well, I wanted them to identify themselves. But.
Okay. The citation is based off of... a notarized affidavit from Walt Mazie, who is here. Mazie?
Yeah.
Mazie. Thank you. This address has a long, extensive history of the dogs running loose, stemming from 2013 to this recent citation. In 2013, she received a courtesy notice and then a citation for dogs running at large. She's received two separate letters about the dogs running at large and to license the dogs. And she has called in a couple of times saying that she'll get them licensed. And she does know that she has admitted that her kids do open the doors. If the door is open, the dogs come and go. In 2015, in June, she received a citation for no license. And in November, for running at large, we did a mandatory appearance for two prior citations, but we did not have a hearing officer. So those two have not been heard. And then this is the one that was written after those two citations. One was for licensing, one was for running at large. And this citation is based off of Mr. Mazie's notarized affidavit.
Okay, if I could just ask a few questions, just to get the timeline correct in terms of the background. You mentioned that there was a notice and citation in 2013. What was the actual date of the citation?
The citation date was...
And I'm looking for it, too, so maybe we can help each other out. Okay,
November 12th, 2013. Sorry, my date's wrong here.
That's okay, and that one was for running at large.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say, is this case still pending?
That one was, yeah, well, it's not paid. It's still open because it hasn't been paid. That was a $150 citation.
Is the city going to be setting this one for hearing? Or was this the one that was withdrawn, I guess?
I'm not sure what we're doing with it. It's just sitting open right now.
So no order has been entered on that citation yet?
That is correct. She has not had any orders at all.
Okay. And then you mentioned another prior. Was that the December 2nd, 2015 citation date?
She had a... December, yes.
That one looks like there was one running at large and three failure to vaccinate or license?
Yes.
And same thing with this one, it hasn't been withdrawn or it's just sitting there?
Correct. Like I said, that one was set mandatory, but that was the first one that I wrote that I set as mandatory appearance. But somehow this one got set first, so we're hearing the second one that I wrote for the three dogs running at large.
I'm sorry, you're with me. Do you know on that citation where it's showing three dogs for failure to license or vaccinate, do you know which one it was, vaccinate or license or both?
It was both.
All right, and then the citation we're here on today was written December 28, 2015, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is for three animals running at large?
Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned earlier, June 2015, a citation for no license. I just want to make sure that I understand.
Yeah, June 21st, 2015, a citation was written for no license of two dogs.
So that's in addition to the three that we've just discussed?
Mm-hmm.
And that case is still pending, I assume?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just Just for the record, the owner, Jessica Smith, is not present at these proceedings today?
Correct.
Does the city have any information as to how many animals and the names?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I know some of them. I know one of the names.
Okay.
Yeah, they're down to two.
Okay, so today we're just here on running at large, and so I will not address the other license issues that can be addressed at further hearings. Mr. Mazey, am I saying that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
What would you like to say today?
I think to simplify things, the dogs are never taken out for a walk in the 2 years that I've lived next door. And what happens, every opportunity they get to break out, they do. And that's during the day. In the evening or early morning hours when they need to go do their business, they just open the door and let them loose. So almost every night between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, you can pretty much see them running around, going between houses, and stirring up all the other animals that might be in the houses.
And you've personally witnessed this behavior in the early morning hours?
Yeah, I've personally been woken up, and I've had discussions with her as well. You know, she's right next door.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. You said you may have some information about how many animals and
they're down to two.
I'm sorry?
They're down to two animals as of like 2 months ago.
Okay.
Two dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If anyone else would like to speak, you're more than welcome to come up to the podium and introduce yourselves. No? No one else will be speaking? Okay.
I forgot about the cats. There's several cats that live there as well.
Okay. I don't think the cats are in relation to this violation. So given all the stuff going on, I want to try to simplify.
Sure.
All right. So there's two dogs that you're aware of. Can you, if you don't know their names, maybe describe them?
One name is Lola. L-O-L-A, I guess.
Do you have any idea of the gender or type of breed
of
dog?
No, it's a black long-haired dog.
I will assume Lola is a female, but you never know.
And the other dog is a pit bull type.
You mentioned earlier that when they get out during the day, well, and in the middle of the night, this is almost a daily occurrence?
Mm-hmm.
So what have your conversations been with Ms. Smith?
She's very upset, very confrontational. And then it turns into into her personal life, how she's trying to manage her children. She's a single mom. Things of that nature. And
okay.
Last time she said she would try, but we just haven't seen any of the results.
I do have a photo that I'd like to submit.
Okay.
This was taken by Tony Cataline, and he is in the audience.
Sir, could you please join me at the podium real quick? I promise I'm not that scary. And would the city like to admit this photograph in addition to its other documents as Composite Exhibit A today?
Yes, ma'am. And I don't think I identified myself in that.
You didn't, but go ahead.
I'm Heather Priestap, City of Palmcoast Animal Control Officer.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And, sir, you took this photograph?
Yeah, actually, I submitted the photograph. My next-door neighbor, who is a realtor, she couldn't be here today. She took that, and it was about 10 o'clock at night, and she asked me to submit it.
Okay, and what is your name again?
First name is Tony. Last name is Cataline, C-A-T-A-L-I-N-E.
And where do you live?
102 South Hummingbird Place.
Okay. And Mr. Mazey, could you just confirm your address for me real quick?
I'm at 125 South Hummingbird Place.
And in this photograph, can you identify these are the two dogs that we're speaking about today?
Yeah, the one dog is a long-haired black dog, and the other one's more of a brownish, I don't know what type it is, but another brownish-colored dog.
Okay. I see we have a new friend at the podium. Would you like to identify yourself, sir?
I have two pictures that I've found.
And what is your name?
Robert Fiorino. F-I-O-R-I-N-O.
And you're just, for the record, you're
107 South Hummingbird.
I'm sorry?
107 South Hummingbird.
Okay, and just for our audio record, Mr. Fiorino is showing me his cell phone photographs. Come on up.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry about that. Is this this is a photograph of Ms. Smith trying to collect her dog?
Pick up the dog crap.
My wife talks about it all the time.
Just the one black one.
Okay. Car's got a driver.
She's the other one took off already. He was.
Okay, and you personally took these photographs?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you very much.
And for the record, I mean, I've been there since 2012, and this has been going on since 2012. I mean, in fact, one day the two dogs got into one of the neighbor's houses across the street when he was bringing in his groceries, and he had two dogs of himself, and I guess the boxer, who was having issues with the legs, ran down the street chasing those two dogs and ended up ripping up all his paws. That was Greg's dog. I don't know if that was on record, because I think we signed something way back when. But, you know, this has been going on. Dog crap on the lawns and car coming down the street like a bat out of hell. I mean, to chase the dogs down.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Would you like to say something today, too?
I do. My name is Barbara Lucas. I live at 121 South Hummingbird Place. The black dog was in my yard about 3 weeks ago. I called Animal Control, and they came out, but they said there's nothing they can do unless they visibly see the dog out. So.
And I'm sorry, what was your address again?
121 South Hummingbird Place. So it's any time of the day or the night, and it's not even during school hours, so it's not just when the kids are letting the dog out. The pit bull they have actually came at me about a year ago, and I've been bit by a large dog before, so I have a fear of him, and he got right to me before the husband actually stopped the dog.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How do you spell your last name?
L-U-C-A-S.
Just for the audio record, I am reviewing the affidavit that was previously filed by Mr. Mazey, in which he indicates that three dogs were loose and patrolling the neighborhood, digging into trash and barking, and that this event happens almost daily. So based on the overwhelming amount of evidence that you all have come to present today, I am going to find a violation. I'm going to find specifically that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that the owner, Jessica Smith, owned and still owns two dogs. Before I continue, does the city have any position with regard to the fact that I think the citation was for three dogs?
Two is fine.
Okay.
This one was for three dogs.
Okay, the gender of the two dogs are unknown, but we know we have Lola and a pit bull as well. I'm going to find that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. I see from the citation we've got three animals running at large. I know we've discussed that there's only two. The fee on this citation for this hearing is showing as $100. But you indicated before that you haven't had any prior orders entered as to this.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to find that $75 is appropriate fee for a first offense for each of the two dogs, which would total $150 to be paid within 30 days. And this is a final action by the city as to this matter. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Judy, can I give you this for the record? Thank you.
Would you be needing a copy of this for your records?
I'm sorry?
Would you be needing a copy of this?
Just like, because I'm having the same issues in county. Now, from my understanding, we haven't done this yet, but just like any guys in the city of Palm Coast, when they issue citations, when they don't get paid, can it go through you guys to have their license suspended just like it would be for you know, just like we were talking about the same thing for county. The county on the code, you know, puts out their fines and they don't get paid. You know, from my understanding, I thought we could go through court to have their license suspended for failure to pay.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. The only thing that I'm aware of is I think there's a process where these orders can become liens on the property.
Right.
But in terms of having their license suspended, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I would work on the county side. If it would work for the county side, I don't see why the city side. It's like a traffic citation. If you don't pay it, you need your license suspended. But the money goes. Do you still have to get paid through the court or something? Yeah. Yes, if you got a renter, like you said, or something, it'd be kind of hard to do liens.
Right, we can't do liens if it's a renter.
I think that some, they will bring that up to me, and I get there about four, but I think you might have talked to them. You can pay on license. Yeah, just suspend the license until they pay your fines.
Okay, Judy, if I could just have you, just so that my notes are correct. The cases that we have left, just for the record, there's no other people present here
correct.
For the hearings. The cases that we have left are agenda items 7, 8, 9, 18, 19, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you just want to go in order, or how would you like to proceed?
In order would be good.
All right, we will start then with agenda item number 7, case number 2015-120197.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Kathy Turner, 14 Blackfoot Court. Thor, a male dog whose license expired October 4th of 2015. The rabies also expired the same date. We mailed out the first notice August 10th, 2015. The second notice was mailed November 4th of 2015. The citation was posted December 8th of 2015 and mailed certified December 11th, which was delivered, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted March 15th of 2016, mailed certified March 16th of 2016, and it was delivered. The signature was unintelligible. The city's recommendation is that since this is a first offense, to give them 10 days to come into compliance. If not, then the $75 fine stand due within 30 days from receipt of invoice or from the date of invoice.
This is for one male dog named Thor?
Correct.
Do you know if he's been neutered?
No, he has not.
Okay, so the license fee would be $10?
Correct. $10 in the current rabies.
Okay, I have reviewed, and I'm sorry, the documents that you've submitted, would you like to enter those into evidence as composite
yes.
Exhibit A?
Okay. See, I even wrote it down, I forgot to say it.
That's okay. All right, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings, that Kathy Turner owned and still owns the male dog, Thor, at an address of 14 Blackfoot Court. I'm going to find a violation of section 8-51A for failure to license and vaccinate. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Thor's license expired on October 4th, 2015, and rabies expired on October 4th, 2015. To date, no payment has been received for the license fee and no proof has been provided as to the rabies vaccination. Kathy Turner is not present here today. I'm going to find that a $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense, and I'm going to order that Ms. Turner must pay the $10 license fee and provide proof of rabies vaccination to the city on or before. I'm sorry, let me look at my calendar. Days would fall on a weekend, so we'll do the following Monday, April 18th. If Ms. Turner complies with this order, no further fine would be imposed. If she does not, she's further ordered still to comply by paying the license fee and providing proof of the rabies vaccination, but also the $75 fee will be imposed by virtue of today's order. This is the final action by the city as to this case. Up next, we have agenda item number 8, case number 20151201 85. If you'd like to proceed.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Stephen Tucker, 96 Boulder Rock Drive. I'm entering into evidence City's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Nyla, a spayed dog, whose license tag expired October 9th of 2013, and the rabies expired May 29th of 2013. This is the third offense for failure to license and vaccinate their animal. The first hearing was April 1st, 2014, which resulted in a $75 citation and lien. The second offense was went to hearing February 3rd of 2015, resulting in a $100 citation and another lien. Our first notice was mailed August 10th of 2015. The second notice was mailed November 4th of 2015. The citation was posted and mailed on December 10th of 2015, which was delivered, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted March 15th and mailed March 16th. It was mailed because it was served in hand to Sabby Tucker, who is, as far as we can tell, is not Stefan Tucker. I don't know, so I mailed it certified also. City recommends that the $200 third offense stand with without giving them any days to comply, which they still have to comply. Did I say that right?
I understood.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and just for the record, have you received any communications from Mr. Tucker?
No communication at all. And he is not present.
Yes, he is not present. I see a note in the packet of documents in here. Please confirm they still own dog. No one home but a big dog in the window. Is it the city's position that he still owns the dog? Nala?
We have not had any communication, so as far as we're concerned, that is the dog. Okay. Nyla. If it's not Nyla, they have a dog that is not registered with the city.
Okay, I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings, that Stefan Tucker owned and still owns the dog Nala at 96 Boulder Rock Drive. I'm going to find a violation of section 8-51A for failure to license and vaccinate. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license expired October 9, 2013, and the rabies expired May 29, 2013. Mr. Tucker is not present. To date, no payment has been received for the license and no proof has been provided regarding the rabies vaccination. Given the prior citations, hearings, and adjudications, I'm going to find that a $200 fee is appropriate for a third offense. And that fee will be due within 30 days. Mr. Tucker is further ordered to come into compliance by paying the license fee and a $5 and providing proof of rabies vaccination. This is a final action by the city as to this matter. All right. right as fast as I can. I appreciate your patience. Next up is agenda item number 9, case number 2015-120188. If you would like to proceed.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Julie Menendez, 34 Buttermilk Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Matilda, a spayed dog whose license tag expired October 27th of 2015. The rabies is still good until 2017. This is a second offense for failure to license. The first offense went to a hearing February 3rd of 2015, which had a $75 citation that resulted in a lien, because it's still unpaid. The first notice was mailed out August 10th of 2015, the second November 4th of 2015. The citation was posted on December 8th of 2015 and mailed certified December 10th of 2015. It was signed for by Julie Menendez. The hearing was posted March 15th and mailed certified March 16th, and it was signed for by Nathan Menendez. The city recommends that they come into compliance by paying the $5 for the license tag and that the $100 second offense citation stands, due within 30 days of invoice.
Okay, just for some background, the prior offense was went to a hearing in February of 2015, and the license, was the license renewed after that? And
she,
then they failed to come into compliance a second time?
Correct.
Okay.
She paid the citation and, no, she didn't, I'm sorry, she didn't pay the citation, she just came and
got the license.
Renewed, got the license, yes. Wrote in current rabies and got the license.
And for the record, you have not had any communications with Ms. Menendez?
No, and she is not present.
And is the city asking for 10 days, which I think works out to actually 13 because it falls on a weekend, for compliance?
No, since it's a second offense, we're not recommending that. But that's up to you.
Okay. I understand. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just want to make sure I understand correctly.
Certainly, if you feel that it's appropriate, the city wouldn't argue with you.
Okay, I'm going to find the city staff memo. Notice requirements for these animal control proceedings that the owner, Julie Menendez, owned and still owns Matilda the dog at the address of 34 Buttermilk Drive. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license expired October 27, 2015, and to date, no payment has been received. I'm going to find that a $100 fee is appropriate for a second time offense. And I'm going to order that Ms. Menendez must come into compliance by paying the appropriate license fee within approximately 10 days. Let's do April, by April 15th. If she comes into compliance by April 15th, no further fine will be imposed. If not, Ms. Menendez is still ordered to come into compliance by paying the appropriate license fee, but also an additional fee of $100 will be imposed by virtue of today's order. This is a final action by the city as to this case. I think we're on agenda item number 18, case number 2015120192. Did I miss one, or we are on?
Nope, 18? That's it.
Okay, great. You can proceed.
Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Amy Flegger, 68 Fallen Oak Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Barely, a neutered dog whose license expired October 3rd of 2015. The rabies expired September 28th of 2015. This is a third offense. The first offense went to a hearing October 1st of 2013, resulting in a $75 citation and lien. Second offense went to hearing October 6th, 2015, resulting in a $100 citation and lien. No, it was not liened. Yes? No. This third offense, the first notice was mailed August 10th of 2015. The second notice was mailed November 4th of 2015. The citation was posted. No, I'm sorry, it was not posted. It was signed for by Mr. Flegger on December 8th of 2015. The hearing was posted March 15th of 2016. And it was mailed certified March 16th. 2016 is still in transit, meaning they keep trying to deliver it and it has not been delivered. This is the third offense. The city recommends a $200 citation stand in addition to the required $5 license fee and current rabies certificate.
So if I understood you correctly, we don't know whether the notice of hearing was delivered to Ms. Flegger?
No, we don't know if it was delivered, but it was posted.
Okay.
And we did not receive the first class mail back.
Okay. Great, thank you. Just checking out the two prior citation orders from the two prior hearings. Those were all for the same offense.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to find a city staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings that the owner, Amy Flegger, owned and still owns the male dog Barely at an address of 68 Fallen Oak. I'm going to find a violation of section 8-51A for failure to license and vaccinate. The license expired October 3rd, 2015, and the rabies expired on September 28th, 2015. To date, no payment has been received and no proof has been provided regarding rabies vaccination. Ms. Flager is not present here at these proceedings. I'm going to find that a $200 fee is appropriate for a third-time offense and that Ms. Flager is ordered to come into compliance by paying the appropriate license fee and providing proof of rabies vaccination. The $200 fee is due within 30 days. This is a final action by the city as to this matter. Next up, we have agenda item number 19, case number 2016010555. Would you like to proceed?
Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Philip Como, 13 Farver Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Brutus, a male dog whose license expired November 5th of 2014. The rabies is still good until February 14th of 2017. First notice was mailed August 19th of 2015. The second notice was mailed December 3rd of 2016. As a side note, we typically mail the first notice out 45 to 60 days prior, before the expiration of the license tag.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should have explained this to you before.
No, that's okay. I'm generally aware of that.
Oh, okay. And then we wait until 1 month after, the month after the license expired, to send a second notice.
I'll let you finish and then I'll ask my question.
Okay. The citation was posted December 19th of 2016 and mailed certified January 20th of 2016. It came back unclaimed. The hearing was posted March 15th of 2016, mailed certified March 16th of 2016. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The city recommends 10 days to come into compliance with the $10 license fee. If not, then the $75 first offense would be due.
Okay, I have a question for you. You mentioned the license expired November 5th, 2014. Is that the correct year?
That's correct. What happened was last year, a question came up about our notices, our renewal notices, that we did not give proper, I don't know what you call it, letting them know that this, that they could, failure to correct the violations.
Okay.
Would result in a citation or mandatory appearance.
Okay.
For the hearing. So there were, this was one of the ones that we did not add that in. So the hearing officer deemed that the city did not meet the requirements needed to issue a citation.
So then a new notice was sent out August 19, 2015?
Correct. You'll notice that now all of the notices, first notices and the second notices, all state failure to correct the violations will result in citation and or mandatory appearance before the City of Palm Coast hearing officer, giving the first, second, and third offense with the monetary citation. Something in the ordinance that states that you have to let them know what the result of them, the failure to license and vaccinate the animal would be.
I'm just stuck on curing that. So if the original notice that was sent 45 days prior to, which is required by the statute and the ordinance, if that was deficient.
It was for this year. Last year, we did not have that in the renewal letter. Not having it in the renewal letter, it was brought to the attention of the city that people would not realize, did not realize that that could happen to them, that they could be get a citation for not licensing. So
was this amendment to the citation language or the notice letters?
It was for the notice letters. So we did not properly alert them to the consequences of not getting the license. So now all of our letters, all of our correspondence does have that in it. So there's no question.
Let me ask you this. Hypothetically speaking, if someone was not in compliance because their license expired in 2014 and they ignored it, would the city issue another citation after another expiration of a full year?
Correct. Okay. That's what has happened on this one.
Thank you for bearing with me. I just want to take a look at this real quick.
That's fine.
Okay. So for this violation, the expiration date is really 2015.
Correct. And we do have current rabies, so it's really a matter of just the $10 license fee.
And this is a first offense, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for bearing with me on that. City staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings. The owner, Philip Como, owned and still owns the male dog, Brutus, who is not neutered, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license expired for purposes of these proceedings on November 5th, 2015. To date, no payment has been received. Mr. Cuomo is not present. No one is here on his behalf today. I'm going to find that a $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense, and I'm going to order that Mr. Cuomo come into compliance by paying the $10 license fee on or before April 18th. If he comes into compliance, no further fine will be imposed. If he fails to come into compliance, he's still ordered to do so, and the $75 fee will be imposed by virtue of today's order. This is the final action taken by the city as to this matter. Okay, we are on agenda item number 28, case number 2015-110476.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Joshua Rosa, 19 Ridley Lane. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Bubba, a neutered dog, whose license tag expired September 17th, 2014. The rabies is still current until April 5th of 2018. This is his second offense. The first offense went to hearing February 3rd of 2015, which resulted in a $75 citation and lien, since it's still unpaid. The first notice was mailed July 1st of 2015. Second notice was mailed October 13th of 2015. The citation was posted November 17th of 2015, mailed certified November 18th of 2015. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted March 15th of 2016, mailed certified March 16th of 2016. It is still in transit. The city recommends that a $100, well, the $5 for the license tag and the $100 second offense citation to stand.
And just for the record, we have not heard from Mr. Rosa, have we?
No.
Okay, and same thing for this case. The license is essentially expired for a second time.
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. The owner, Joshua Rosa, owned and still owns the male neuter dog, Bubba, at 19 Ridley Lane. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license expired for purposes of this particular hearing, September 17, 2015. To date, no payment has been received. Mr. Rosa is not here, and no one else is here on his behalf today. I'm going to find that a $100 fee is appropriate for a second offense. I am going to order that Mr. Rosa come into compliance by paying the license fee on or before April 15th. If he does so, no further fine will be imposed. If not, Mr. Rosa is still ordered to pay the license fee, and an additional fee of the $100 will be imposed by virtue of today's order. And this is the final action with regard to this matter. Next up is agenda item number 29, case number 2015-120172.
Agenda items 29 and 30 have all the dates are the same. It's two separate dogs. Do you want to do them both together?
Yeah, that's fine if that's what you'd like.
Since all the dates and everything are the same. Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Tamara Tillman, 17 Robin Hood Lane. Agenda item 29 is for Petunia, a female dog. Agenda item 30 is for Sophie, a female dog. Both licenses expired October 30th of 2015. Both rabies certificates expired July 19th of 2015. The first notices were mailed August 10th of 2015. The second notices were mailed November 4th of 2015. The citation was posted December 10th, 2015, mailed certified December 11th, 2015. The signature was unintelligible. It was delivered. The hearing was posted March 15th of 2016. Mailed certified March 16th of 2016. There was no result on that yet. Ms. Tillman did come in to pay for the licenses. She did leave her credit card number with us and said that she would be faxing the rabies certificates to us. That, I believe, was the week before last. Last Friday, a phone call was made to her reminding her that we had not yet received the rabies certificates. She stated that she forgot and would be faxing them over, and to date we have not received them. The city's recommendation is to give 10 days to submit the rabies certificates. If not, then the $75 citation stand.
Ms. Tillman does not have any prior citations?
No. This is a first offense. And she is not present.
Okay, as it relates to agenda item number 29, for the female dog Petunia, who was not spayed, correct?
Correct.
And neither is the other one, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So as to agenda item number 29, as to the female dog Petunia, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings. The owner, Tamara Tillman, owned and still owns Petunia, with an address of 17 Robin Hood Lane. I will find a violation of section 8-51A for failure to license and provide proof of vaccination. The license expired October 30th, 2015. The rabies expired July 19, 2015. To date, no payment has been received and no necessary proof of the rabies vaccination was provided. Ms. Tillman is not present here today, neither is anyone on her behalf. I'm going to find that a $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense. I'm going to order that Ms. Tillman come into compliance by paying the applicable $10 license fee for Petunia and providing proof of vaccination on or before April 18, 2016. If she comes into compliance by April 18th, no further fine will be imposed. If not, Ms. Tillman is still ordered to come into compliance by paying the $10 license fee and providing proof of vaccination. And the additional $75 fee will be imposed by virtue of today's order. This is a final action with regard to this matter. As it relates to agenda item 30, the order is essentially the same. The city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. Ms. Tillman owned and still owns the female dog Sophie, with an address of 17 Robin Hood Lane. I'm finding a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and failure to provide vaccination. The city approved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license expired October 30, 2015, and rabies expired July 19, 2015. To date, no payment has been made and no necessary proof of vaccination has been provided. Ms. Tillman is not present and has not asserted her right to a hearing, and no one is here on her behalf. $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense as it relates to Sophie. I'm going to order that Ms. Tillman must come into compliance by paying the $10 license fee and providing proof of vaccination on or before April 18th, 2016. If she fails to do, or excuse me, if she does so, no further fine will be imposed. If she fails to do so, she's still ordered to comply, but the additional $75 fee will be imposed by virtue of today's order. And that is the final action taken by the city as to this item. Up next is agenda item 31, case number 2016-010213. Proceed.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Tina Archambault, who is not present. To Slingshot Court, I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Abby, a neutered cat, whose license tag expired November 30th of 2012, and the rabies expired November 16th of 2012. This is a third offense. The first offense went to hearing June 4th of 2013, which resulted in a $75 fine and lien. The second offense went to hearing April 1st of 2014, which resulted in a $100 second offense and lien. In 2015, the city did not meet the requirements. For this year, the first notice was mailed August 19th of 2015. Second notice was mailed December 3rd of 2016. Citation was posted January 20th of 2016 and mailed certified January 21st of 2015. Certified mail came back as refused. The hearing was posted March 14th of 2016 and was mailed certified March 15th of 2016, but is still in transit. The city recommends that the $5 license fee and a current rabies certificate. You do? They help you? You have to go out the doors and around and in the next set of doors.
So we'll just walk around?
Correct. Sorry. You're welcome. City recommends a $5 license fee and a current rabies certificate, and that the $200 third offense citation stand due within 30 days of invoice.
For the record, with regard to the second notice being mailed, it was mailed December 3rd, 2015, and not 2016.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. That would be a pretty good trick if I could do that then.
Usually takes a few months before you start writing the year correctly. Although I can't believe we're already in April. Okay. And we have not heard from Ms. Archambault, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings, that Tina Archambault owned and still owns Abby the cat at an address of 2 Slingshot Court. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and provide proof of vaccination. City approved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. For purposes of this citation, the License expired November 30th, 2015, and the rabies certificate expired November 16, 2015. To date, no payment has been made and necessary proof has not been provided. Ms. Archambault is not present and no one is here on her behalf. I'm going to find that a $200 fee is appropriate for a third time offense, and I'm going to order that Ms. Archambault come into compliance by paying the $5 license fee and providing proof of the rabies vaccination. I'm also going to impose a $200 fee to be paid within 30 days. This is a final action taken by the city as to this matter. Agenda item number 32, case number 2016-010512.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Marshall Carlisle III, who is not present. 6 Webner Place, I am entering into evidence the city's composite 1, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Demora, a spayed dog whose license expired November 18th of 2014, and rabies expired November 17th of 2014. Last year, the city did not meet the requirements at the old address of 120 Bel Air Drive. This year, the first notice was mailed August 19th of 2015. The second notice was mailed December 3rd of 2016. 15, again. Citation was posted January 20th of 2016 and mailed certified January 21st of 2016. It was delivered. The signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted March 15th of 2016 and mailed March 16th of 2016. It was delivered, but that signature was also unintelligible. City recommends that a current license, a current rabies certificate, and the $5 license fee be submitted within 10 days. If not, then the $75 citation stand.
Okay, I noticed that the notices were sent to, the first notice was sent to Bel Air and the second notice was sent to Webner. Did we receive information? Did the city receive information regarding the
Yes, we check, I always check the property appraiser. And the utilities, and he purchased 6 Webner Place in August of 2015. August 3rd of 2015, it shows on the property appraiser as the sale of the property. It's one of the papers in there. Near the end.
Okay, and has the city heard from Mr. Carlisle in regards to these proceedings? And is this a first-time offense for Mr. Carlisle?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings, that the owner, Marshall Carlisle III, owned and still owns the female dog, Demora, at an address of 6 Webner Place. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and provide proof of rabies vaccination. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license, for purposes of this citation, the license expired November 18, 2014. For to date, no payment has been received. The rabies expired November 17, 2015. To date, no necessary proof has been provided regarding the rabies vaccination. Mr. Carlisle is not here today, and no one is here on his behalf. I'm going to find that a $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense, and I am going to order that Mr. Carlisle come into compliance by paying the $5 license fee and providing proof of rabies vaccination on or before April 18, 2016. If he comes into compliance, no further fine will be imposed. If not, Mr. Carlisle is still ordered to pay the license fee and provide proof of rabies vaccination, but the $75 penalty will be assessed and imposed by virtue of today's order. This is the final action taken by the city as to this matter. Last one, agenda item number 33, case number 2015-110482.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Daniel Combs, who is not present. 18 Whittlesley Lane. I'm entering it to evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Ollie, a neutered dog whose license expired September 12th of 2015 and the rabies expired December 28th of 2014. First notice was mailed July 1st of 2015. The second notice was mailed October 13th of 2015. The citation was posted November 17th of 2015 and mailed certified November 18th of 2015. It came back unclaimed. She did try to submit, but she just came in with the license, the $5 license tag fee, but neglected to give us a current rabies certificate, so the that was returned to her on December 9th of 2015, requesting a current rabies certificate.
I'm sorry, what was the date, December?
December 9th okay. of 2015, yes. So we have not heard from her. Then the hearing was posted March 16th of 2016. And mailed certified March 17th of 2016, and it was signed for by what we could make out to say Reed. City recommends the current rabies certificate and the $5 license fee within 10 days. If not, then the $75 citation to stand.
And just for the record, this is the first offense for Ms. Coombs?
It is.
And just for my information, is a current rabies certificate necessary to obtain a new license?
Correct. That's one of the purposes of the City of Palm Coast Animal License, to make sure all rabies susceptible animals do have current rabies shots.
Okay. I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings, that the owner Danielle Coombs owned and still owns the male dog Ollie at the address of 18 Whittlesey Lane. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51, Subsection A, for failure to license and provide proof of vaccination. The city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The license expired September 12, 2015, and the rabies certificate expired December 28th, 2014. To date, no payment has been received and no necessary proof of vaccination for the rabies has been provided. Ms. Coombs is not present and no one is here on her behalf. I'm going to find that a $75 fee is appropriate for a first-time offense and order that Ms. Coombs come into compliance by paying the $5 license fee and providing appropriate proof of rabies vaccination on or before April 18, 2016. If she complies, no further fine will be imposed. If not, she is still ordered to pay the license fee and provide proof of vaccination, but the additional $75 fee will be imposed by virtue of today's order. And this is the final action taken by the city as to this matter. Okay, it appearing that there is no unfinished business, old business, or new business to address. The next animal control license hearing will be June 7, 2016 at 1 o'clock p.m. And these hearings are now adjourned at 2:40 p.m.